You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Till I die.
They will listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1. FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. And welcome to the show. Hello and welcome.
Well, hello, Dave. Oh, you mean the audience as well. Okay, yes,
welcome, audience. Everyone, welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Revolution Rock. Really great episode lined up for you tonight. We're going to be celebrating a number of anniversaries. We have very important albums whose release we are celebrating, from the Ya Ya Ya's, The Replacements, Minor Threat. We're going to be celebrating the legacy and paying tribute to the recently passed away Harry Belafonte. And then to top things off, we're going to be playing our entire album with a twist segment that we've been doing in commemoration. Yeah, we did it last week, and this week we're going to do it again. But this week we're doing it for an album that was released in 1973, David Bowie's Aladdin Sane.
Yes, this was Bowie's sixth full-length album, his second with this, I guess, Ziggy-type persona, although he did switch it up on this album. It followed Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, mm-hmm. which brought him newfound fame, which was something, like, he had six albums. He was trying for a very long time.
And it exploded with the previous album. We did a show very similar to this last year, celebrating the legacy of Ziggy Stardust. And what happened was, due to that success, there was a lot of crossover international success. Bowie ended up being able to tour America. And due to that, he basically came forward with this album, which he, you know, tongue-in-cheek referred to as Ziggy Goes to America, mm-hmm. and just is floored and pretty much ruined by the excess, by the violence and sexuality of America. And it's this really great homage and yet critique of American culture and the effects that it has through entertainment, through the music that's portrayed and that is influenced on here. As a lot of people have said, this is much more hard rock influenced than Ziggy Stardust was, and it really shows with a lot of elements, paying tribute to hard rock blues. Definitely influences from bands like the Stooges and MC5 are very prolific on here as well.
Yes, and we will get into that a little bit more in a bit. We're going to be playing, as you mentioned, the full album with a twist, some live versions and some different mixes of some songs and different versions to make up the album, to give you kind of a different way to look at the album. And but first, we're going to start off with a set of, well, actually, all Canadian music, and for the most part, all new Canadian music. We're going to start off with three bands that are actually playing a show tonight. We're going to start off the show with Winter's Tea Leaves. We've played them many times on the show. They're playing a show tonight at Craft Heads in Windsor, and it's kind of like a country showcase with some other bands. I believe there's three or four bands on the bill, and Tea Leaves are playing that. So we're going to start off the show with Chicada Song, which was a single they put out in 2020 from a forthcoming album that has yet to be announced. We're also going to hear a pair of tracks from two bands that are also playing tonight at the Fog Lounge. We're going to hear Twin Rains, which is a duo based out of Toronto that has a lot of dream pop influences. And then also Olinda, who are also playing. We've featured this band on the show many times. We actually had an unreleased track a couple weeks back when Serena and Kieran joined us on the show. And they're playing tonight with Twin Rains. And what's interesting is the drummer of Twin Rains previously played drums in Tea Leaves.
Oh, that's nice. So a very good connection for all these bands performing tonight. So once you're done listening to Rev Rock, if you're not staying home listening to more CJM programming, of course you can head out, check out some of these great programs if you're in the Windsor area. Also in the set, we're going to be hearing brand new music from Pryors, Tunic, Buddy, and more. With that said, Dave, let's get into it and play some music, starting with Tea Leaves here on this edition of Revolution Rock.
I woke up from a fever. I was flying down the highway on a Greyhound bus. Feel like flying a ribbon, breathing recycled air. Cicadas on the way, another day. Well, I was stuck to my waist in the grave, and tangled at the bottom of the bag. And I was crawling through the wires in the glass, trying to make my way through all that dead space. And I was staring out upon the grave, survived with acid tears in my eyes. All full of shadows and holes, trying hard just to let in a little light.
gonna reach out, he's gonna grab ya. I get this song stuck in my head. When it is stuck there, I gotta sing it. Singing Steve Miller Band at the bus station. Everybody looking, everybody staring. You're like a Steve Miller Band song stuck in my head, but not a Steve Miller Band song, a good song instead. Why can't I get Cheap Trick songs in my head? 'Cause that would rule, just like you stuck in my head. Ever since you dragged me to the bar, bought me those shots, I walked you home and made out in an IHOP parking lot. Every time I eat pancakes, I think of you. Pancake Tuesday, coming up, what am I gonna do? In a church basement, eating pancakes and thinking of you. You're like a Steve Miller Band song stuck in my head, but not a Steve Miller Band song, a good song instead. Why can't I get songs by Cheap Trick in my head? 'Cause that would rule, just like you stuck in my head, you stuck in my head.
You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I am Adam with Dave, and we just came back from a longer set of music there, celebrating some new Canadian releases as well as highlighting some albums that are dropping soon and bands that are performing tonight. So a lot of contemporary things going on in the set, ending off with a brand new song from the band Buddy. They hail from Vancouver, BC. We heard something from their latest release, Agitator, called Worried.
Yes, and we played a lot of new releases in this set. Before that, we heard brand new music from Hamilton, Ontario's B.A. Johnston. We heard a track called...
You're like a Steve Miller Band song.
Yeah.
From he only said it 20 times.
from the album entitled Argos Suck. Before that, we heard brand new music from Tunic, a band based out of Winnipeg, I believe. And we heard the song Indirect from their latest upcoming release, Wrong Dream. Is it out? Oh, it's out now.
Just this week. Yeah. And good news for fans of Tunic in the region of Windsor, Essex. They're going to be performing live here at Meteor.
Yep, on May 8th.
On May 8th. So make sure to check that out if you like heavy rock and if you like aggressive post-hardcore. They are a band for you. Their new album is just flooring me. I love everything I've heard off of it so far. Another album that I'm really liking everything I've heard off so far is Daffodil by the band Pryors. They have a new album that's going to be dropping later on this year in June, so you're going to want to check that out. We heard the title track from that forthcoming release.
Before that, we heard brand new music from London, Ontario's Mono Negatives. We've been playing this band a lot in the last couple of years, Their new album came out on April 21st. It's called Crossing the Visual Field. We heard the song Testing Capacity. I'm going to double check this information, but they are supposed to be also coming to Windsor in May to play. They're a synth punk band and highly recommended.
They're coming to Windsor in May to play, you say?
I did say that. And
I was rhyming.
You were rhyming. And actually, before that, we have a song in our playlist, but we didn't actually play that song. We heard a song prior to that from...